So where are we at this morning with our push to get an FTA with the EU across the line? While the Prime Minister's in the region overnight, she met with the Dutch Prime Minister, who seemed to be one of the hurdles. Former trade negotiations, trade negotiator and trade consultant with Saunders Unworth, Charles Finney's with us on this. Charles, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How many of the EU, these 27 countries, are all in on a deal, just cannot wait to sign a bit of paper versus the ones who want to get dragged across the line?
Well, I think the majority look at the fact that they don't have a free trade agreement with New Zealand as a political problem as much as a economic problem, and would be very supportive. They know that we've dug deep in two world wars. We were very helpful in terms of the breakup of Yugoslavia. We've been in Afghanistan, and now we're digging deep on Ukraine. So I think there's a strong political level of support for us. But then there are a number of countries, and France probably, and maybe the Netherlands, that are concerned about the efficiency of our dairy and our sheep meat producers, and are a bit reluctant.
Which brings us to the nub of the problem. What I'm most concerned about is not a deal, it's the quality of the deal. And if you compare it to what we did with the UK, we're not going to get anywhere near it, are we?
Look, the UK deal was excellent. You know, it exceeded everyone's expectations. Still can't believe it. The EU deal is not going to be of that quality for three product areas: beef, sheep meat, and also some dairy products. But for 97.5% of what we can produce, in terms of product lines, it's excellent. It will be full free trade. But we've got this big problem there over the dairy and meat sectors. And they're talking about continuing quotas, limiting the amount we can send, and also tariffs within those quotas. Yeah. And also the levels of those quotas look as though they might be actually below what we're trading right now. So I haven't seen the what's on the table, that this is just anecdote. So that's very problematic. We've got to have something that is commercially meaningful for our exporters, and the precedent is really unhelpful in terms of future negotiations with India, with the Gulf Cooperation Council, and maybe the United States one day. So we'll be making a major concession allowing something less than full free trade, so it's got to be something meaningful. Yeah.
It seems to have changed in the week or two since the Prime Minister was making this trip. It was going to be, we're going there to sign it off, and now it's, we might sign it off, and now it's, we'll walk away. It's something's happened there, hasn't it?
Well, look, I was up there for 5 weeks not too long ago, and it looked to me there was still a major gap. There are two possibilities. One, the Europeans are holding back, waiting to make the concession to the Prime Minister herself, and that would be the best case scenario. The other is that actually they don't want to move from where they're at, and they're hoping to sort of play a game of chicken, see who blinks first. We can't accept the deal that's on the table right now. Hopefully they realise that. Otherwise, we're in for many more months of negotiation.
Good stuff, Charles. Appreciate it very much. Charles Finney, former New Zealand trade negotiator.